Supply chain strategy types. Here we address ways to develop a strategy for a specific supply chain. The idea is to describe a strategy in terms of what supply chain services will be order qualifiers and order winners. Due to inherent trade-offs, organizations generally cannot be order winners for more than one or possibly two of the generic performance objectives or score DS attributes discussed next. A supply chain strategy needs to specialize in the areas that the strategy dictates will produce a competitive advantage. The other areas then are provided to the degree possible to remain order qualifiers. Building a supply chain strategy from generic performance objectives. Operations strategy describes generic performance objectives that can be prioritized to create strategic advantage if they match the requirements of key customer segments. An organization will select and prioritize these objectives based on factors including stakeholders' perceptions, sustainability strategy, product life cycles, and so on. Meeting goals may require trade-offs in performance objectives. Speed. Speed includes time to market, for example, fast research and development, short lead times, high throughput, and/or fast delivery. A business strategy based on speed of delivery is referred to as time-based competition, TBC, defined in the ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary as follows. A broad-based corporate strategy that emphasizes time as the vehicle for achieving and maintaining a sustainable competitive edge. Its characteristics are as follows. 1. It deals only with those lead times that are important to customers. 2. The lead time reductions must involve decreases in both the mean and the variance from the mean. And 3. The lead time reductions must be achieved through system or process analysis. The processes must be changed to reduce lead times. This involves design, manufacturing, and logistical processes. Achieving speed requires analyzing all the steps in the transaction and identifying opportunities for shortening each step and the gaps between steps. Dependability. Dependability includes promise fulfillment, on-time delivery, neither early nor late, and/or products that can take a certain level of wear and tear. Dependability refers to keeping promises to customers, which could mean promised delivery time or promised volume. Flexibility. Flexibility is the ability to ramp up or down in volume quickly or change what is being produced without significant financial penalty. Flexibility has two dimensions, volume/mix and agility. Volume/mix flexibility refers to an operation's ability to provide different types of products or services, including new/redesigned products/services, varieties of products or services within a given time, levels of output, delivery dates, for example, advancing a promised delivery date. Second, flexibility refers to agility or how quickly and efficiently an organization can respond to demand changes, production mix, delivery date, or throughput changes to match demand. The dictionary describes this as product mix flexibility, the ability to change over quickly to other products produced in a facility as required by demand shifts and mix. Quality. Quality is fitness for use. Quality can be described by specifications, attributes of the product or service, or by the compliance of the product or service with specifications. Products and services should have a specified grade that relates to how customized the design is to match customer needs as well as the grade of the input materials and resources. Both high and low grade products and services will have quality if the customer gets the value they expect for the price. Each unit is supposed to comply with specifications, type and amount of material used, requirements, quality inspections, and so on. If the product does not comply with those specifications, it has poor quality that impacts satisfaction. Cost. Cost is the ability to provide goods at the lowest price versus the competition. The cost objective can refer to various goals, lowering unit cost and increasing profit margin by selling enough more units or increasing price competition by lowering price and profit margin. It can also refer to the return on a capital investment and to the operation's ability to maintain working capital to fund operations. This can be accomplished through an ability to collect from customers, to maintain low levels of inventory, and to achieve high inventory turns, turning inventory into revenue quickly. Using SCORE DS attributes to define supply chain strategy. SCORE DS includes a performance section that features a set of performance attributes in addition to metrics, people, and practice maturity. Score DS performance attributes are strategic characteristics of supply chain performance used to prioritize and align the supply chain's performance with the business strategy. Performance attributes are grouped into three categories: resilience, economic, and sustainability, as shown in Exhibit 1-26. Note that performance attributes are not metrics themselves, but that one or more top-level metrics are tied to each attribute. These metrics and the rest of the model are addressed elsewhere. Definitions are quoted from ScoreDS. Source: ScoreDS. Use with permission. Other ways to set supply chain strategy. In strategic supply chain management, Cohen and Russell argue that a supply chain can have an innovation, customer experience, quality, or cost strategy. Innovation: the organization makes innovative products slash services in high demand. The supply chain prioritizes time to market and time to volume. Zara's fashion supply chain is an example. Customer experience: products and services are customized to customer needs. The supply chain strategy supports customer preferences while carefully balancing cost to serve and profitability, for example, knowing when not to offer too many choices. The price of offerings to B2B, business to business, customers can be based on how well the product helps the customer stay productive. For example, MRO always available to keep a drilling operation going nonstop, charged by equipment production rates. Quality: products and services have reliability as an order winner, so procurement and operations need to emphasize quality control and process conformity. Traceability is a priority for origin tracing and combating counterfeiting. Cost: products and services compete on cost, so supply chains need to be highly efficient and omit any processes not valued by the customer. Here are other examples of potential supply chain strategies. Supply chain integration strategy: products and services require integration and close collaboration with upstream and downstream partners using customer and supplier relationship management, CRM and SRM, visibility, information sharing, and shared incentives. Resilient supply chain strategy: an organization's products and services must be available to the customer. In addition to emphasizing agility so that production can quickly match demand upswings or downswings, this supply chain can engage in proactive risk management to minimize risk of disruption, selective redundancy, safety stocks, and/or information in place of inventory. Project-driven supply chain strategy: an organization is project management-driven and needs deliveries neither early nor late, even of engineered-to-order materials. Lead time planning and logistics excellence are essential,